This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. He's a regular guest now here on America Weekend, Ken Mahoney, certified financial planner, and you see him all the time on the Today Show, CNBC, and Fox Business. And today he's talking about not your grandfather's retirement.
Well, it's really true when they talk about it's not your grandfather's watch or not your grandfather's clock or whatever these things here. But, you know, today we're going to talk about it's not your grandfather's retirement. And how true is that? I mean, years ago, particularly my grandfather, too, he received a pension. He worked at a company for many, many years, much like most of our society did. They worked for 20, 30, and sometimes 35 and 40 years at a company to get the ultimate pension. Now, we know things have changed quite a bit in the year 2015. That it's rare for someone to work 25 or 30 or 40 years at one company, all the different downsizing, all the different things that happen in the work-life process. And not your grandfather's retirement basically means we, as investors, are going to have to do a lot more work. We can't just rely on the company to give us our benefits. We're going to have a 401k plan if we work for a profit company, a 403b plan if you work for a not-for-profit company or entity like a school or a hospital, a municipality. So we're the ones who are going to have to be educated and really find out what are our best alternatives, because we're not going to be able to rely like our grandfathers did on a steady retirement. Now, you know, we look back at the day and when you talk about grandfather's retirement, for the most part, we were like a manufacturing society here in the U.S. You know, we worked at plants and, you know, we built a lot of things. Now, of course, now a lot of things are happening overseas, and now we've become a service society. And that's important because, you know, back in the day when grandfather retired, that was it. It was a line in the sand. You're 60 years old, you retire, and that was it. You didn't go back to work and do anything else. Here now, fortunately, we're in a service society where with our skill set, we can go back and consult. We can actually retire at 60, take some time off, let's say work our son's or daughter's business for a couple of years, take time off again. You know, I've called it mini-retirement or serial retirement, where you kind of retire for a while, take some time off, and a lot different than our grandfather's retirement, which was that line in the sand. That is it. When you retire, there's nothing else. Your skill set wasn't there to do anything else. And there was the opportunities that we have now. Gosh, with the internet, there's so many home-based businesses that you can retire for some time and then plug in. And so one thing that's really interesting, too, when you back in our grandfather's generation, they really needed to retire at 60 because, quite frankly, the life expectancy back then was 72, 74 years old. And we've heard a lot of people who retired at 60, passed away a few years later. We are living longer, healthier lives. So we're finding people now retiring at 65, 68, sometimes over 70 years old because the life expectancy now is pushed out to almost 88. If you're someone who's 70 years old now in this country, the life expectancy is now 88 years old. So that's really changed. When you start thinking about your grandfather's retirement and how it's different now, that's one of the biggest changes, is that we are living, thankfully, longer, healthier lives. The problem is, though, of course, we have to plan, we have to put away for the many, many years that we'll have in retirement. So we call this kind of like this mini-retirement concept where you can retire, take some time off, and continue to work again. So what else is different? We have a lot more opportunities, as I mentioned. So some of those opportunities is different streams of income. You may still have a small pension at a company that you worked for 10 years and then got let go and had other type of companies. You may have a 401k plan or 403b, which has grown over time, and that becomes a pension-like vehicle. You take that lump sum, you roll it over, put in some investments that can pay you on a monthly basis. You may have a little business on the side. So all these things together, I do think when you look back and reflect, well, gee, didn't grandfather have it really good? He had a pension. He had health care benefits. Yeah, they did. But it was minuscule. It really wasn't anything that created or generated a very strong lifestyle. So why we sometimes yearn for days of past, including, gee, I wish I had retirement like my grandparents did. Right in front of us, though, are a lot more opportunities. So if we had to take one or the other, I do like the idea of having a 401k plan that you could put away, having it self-directed, having other opportunities, because a lot of our jobs here in the U.S. are in a service society, and they can translate to other jobs well into someone's 60s and 70s. So even though we yearn for days of past, by all means, we think, even though it's not your grandfather's retirement, it's still a very, very strong way to retire.
I'd love to hear what you have to say. Send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike, A-W, like America Weekend, MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. And with Ken Mahoney, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Married couple Sharon and Emily live in a state that recognizes same-sex marriage. Recently, Emily gave birth to the couple's daughter. So, in the eyes of the law, do both Emily and Sharon have equal parental rights? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Since the federal government does not recognize same-sex marriage, Sharon has absolutely no parental rights. So, Sharon went through the time and expense to legally adopt her own daughter to gain those rights. Now, tomorrow on The Final Verdict, a unique tax credit for same-sex parents.
Think green. Harrison with you. A new website called groceriewarning.com is listing some startling new food facts you probably want to know. Turns out feeding children hot dogs increases their risk of brain cancer by 300%. The red color in strawberry yogurt and fruit punch is called carmine and is often made from ground-up insects. Food companies now hide MSG and safe-sounding ingredients like yeast extract. And further, many Florida oranges are actually dipped in artificial orange dye to make them more orange. The same dye, by the way, that's been banned because of a cancer risk. And eating just one serving of processed meat each day increases your risk of pancreatic cancer by 67%. And 80% of children with ADHD can be outright cured in 2 weeks by avoiding certain food ingredients, as are listed in groceriewarning.com.
Think green with Harrison at goharrison.com.